I'm Athena, and guess who's fucking talking right now?
But I don't think so.
Fucking, I found Sidekick Ken.
Ah!
So I thought it was an appropriate time for a little Vanish in the Valley and Sidekick Ken to be at it again.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
So, but yeah, I told him I updated on being banished from Instagram, deleted for no fucking reason. So I don't know. I kind of like thought about it, and I brought it all back to Ken. So it's all Ken's fault because if you listen to the beginning of Vanish in the Valley, I'm like not buying a word of what he's saying. He's talking about this fucking Satanist running around, fucking doing this fucked up shit to kids, and Pizzagate. So yeah, it took me a long time to actually put away, stop fucking just thinking he was immediately crazy, and actually look into it, and my mind was blown.
Yeah, made her a believer.
It happened on the podcast.
Her eyes was opened.
Yeah, and I guess but now I'm off Instagram.
Oh,
So
yeah. That's some bullshit.
it really is okay, but check this out. I thought about it. That first night I was like, damn, it felt like a slap in the face. All this work gone. But it's better it happened now. Like
Yeah,
fucking
early
6 months
on.
in,
That's right.
yeah, than like some of these other people that had like hundreds of thousands of followers and making money and then just got it snatched up by like, and you have no recourse. These people try to get lawyers and
Yeah,
they're
I'm
just
over here
fucked.
thinking somebody got to get their ass kicked. Shit.
Pretty much. But the whole thing is, everyone says they're not publishers. They're not publishers. They can do what they want.
Wow. So
But
that's the cap. They're not publishers.
exactly. That's
That's the
like the
cap.
fucking
Wow.
technicality.
So you using their platform and I give them the right to say, to judge against you if they feel
Exactly.
something ain't appropriate, I guess.
100%. Like it
Wow.
said, I went against the community rules and was talking about like violence and like threatening motherfuckers. I post like stupid memes. I post stuff about like children being found in like raids or whatever. And I was posting shit about the Kabobo, but I stopped because I saw they were getting pissed at me. They started shadow banning my ass. I was like, fuck, okay. This podcast isn't even about the Kabobo. Let's not even do that.
Wow.
And everything came back and it was normal. And I posted one thing about Ticketmaster going to be requiring people to show proof of vaccination for the Kabobo to attend any of their events. That's all I did. I posted
Wow.
a story about it. And like an hour later, boom.
Yeah, but that's immediately fucking with that money.
Pretty much. And the weird thing is like the day before, I had finally just agreed to like work with this company. And I was like, okay, they're cool. We'll see what they're about. And decided with this little ambassador thing. And then like my account gets scrubbed the next day.
Yeah.
It's like, what the
I
fuck?
mean, you've been closely observed, huh?
I apparently, because they were taking their
Wow.
time. I wasn't even posting anything crazy. Can someone tell me what I posted that was so fucking like needs to be silenced?
Well, I guess you said the Ticketmaster thing just seemed like immediate response, so.
It was like I posted the Ticketmaster thing, and within like an hour or 2 hours, the whole thing was done.
Exactly. That shit kicked in fast. Like, don't put that out there yet. That's too early in the game, so.
But it's not like it was real shit. Oh, I don't know. And they're fact checking me over philosophy statements, and they were just, I think, I kind of knew it was coming.
Yeah, that's kind of intense right there.
Yeah, they went like from soft on me to just like on a list, and they're fucking gone. So I don't know. And the crazy thing is like I'm not on either side of like their little things. Like I think they're all a bunch of bullshit. And I think they tag me as like some conservative crazy person. And I'm not conservative. I might be crazy,
No,
but
you just like be real close to the truth.
I don't know.
No matter which way you swing it. But if you got, your eyes on the prize and you put it out there and articulate it in a way where people can comprehend it,
Yeah.
then that might be threatening to some.
I don't know. And we were never QAnon. For the motherfucking record, me and Ken were never
We
QAnon.
never
Like,
signed
fuck no, we didn't. Like,
on to
he showed me all this stuff. Actually, I think it was like back in February on the
that.
podcast. And I looked into it. And then I don't think I figured out what QAnon was until like a couple months later. I was like, holy shit, these people have very similar, like, ideas. Some are a lot different, but some are
Yeah.
super similar. But we were never QAnon. And my whole thing was, I never, like, why are we censoring QAnon? Are we going to censor Christians next and Muslims?
Yeah.
Why does anybody care what they think? What the fuck? What is so dangerous?
Yeah, really. But inquiring minds want to know.
Yeah,
And that
yeah.
might be what it is, you know, just turning people on to inquire.
I don't know. I just thought it was appropriate bringing it back to fucking Sidekick Ken in
That's
the
right.
fucking bed. So we're
That's
back
right.
here.
Maximum
Yep. I was actually, I just finished reading, damn, what was that book called? I fucking just talked
sound.
about it. The one about the Golden State Killer. I think I'll be gone in the dark. Some shit like that. This motherfucker hit all up into, I didn't realize he was so prolific. Twice in Concord, a couple times in Walnut Creek, Danville, San Ramon. That's like, I don't know. It's
I think
very
because the
close.
job had him moving around, though, didn't it?
I don't know. They say they don't
Yeah.
know anything about his job status. I think in the 80s or maybe it was the 90s. He went from being a cop, and the next thing they have reported like 15 years later is he's a mechanic for
Yeah.
fucking, I don't know, Save Mart or some shit.
Yeah, no, I think the job had him change the district, so going from one county to the next.
I just.
That's why he was up and down the coast. He know up and down California.
I wonder, like, I don't know, because every single victim was describing his penis as like micro small
Oh,
penis.
that's fucked up.
Dude. And he had like all these weird sex problems. I don't know. Fucking. It was all about control. And he was psychotic, killed what, 13 people and
Yeah,
raped 50?
that was crazy right there, like damn.
And he gets hella. I think he just got sentences. Got sentenced. It was like, I don't know, 12 life sentences, some hella high shit. But I don't
Did he
know.
have a modus operandi, like,
Yeah, that's actually how
what
they
was his
like
kill?
originally before DNA, like they all put it together because the every like all of his break-ins were super similar. He'd fucking like watch these houses for like a couple of weeks. He would break into the houses before, move shit around. Sometimes he would already be in the house when people came home, just hiding in the dark room. Sometimes he would
That's
just
creepy
pry his
shit.
way in. Dude, yeah, just straight up
That's
ambush you in the night, just like a fucking typical punk ass serial killer. Remember, they're on our punk ass bitch list. You know who else just got added to the punk ass bitch list?
was that?
Fucking
Hell
Instagram.
yeah, exactly.
Fucking censoring little bitches. God. Okay, but anyways, yeah. So he went up and down 680. Like, I don't know, I think it's like 70 miles of a freeway that basically goes like north to south, Sacramento to here. Although if you're in Oakland, you're gonna take 80. But whatever. He took this freeway and he just fucking hit like all these towns up and down it, all up in Sacramento.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Reign of terror for fucking 10 years or
So, yeah,
something.
so how long was the spree? How long did it last, huh?
He was active for 10 years,
15, okay, and then he
but
was,
I
after that,
get,
he was still out on the loose
dude,
for what?
right? For like another 25 years?
Wow,
Yeah,
okay.
he's like 76. They just caught him in 2016 or 18 or something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's hella old, but
No.
like, I told you he would like jerk off to the prison guards. Yeah, this is what he's still doing in jail. So this guy's got
Yeah, he
fucking,
wild
he
with it.
needs to be there.
He wild
Wish we
with
caught us, could have caught him sooner. But up top to GEDmatch, that's how they actually caught him, was like through that DNA and to ancestry thing.
it. Yeah, I don't know why that's not, you know, if you did a heinous crime where somebody lost their life and you know it can be exposed by that means, you know, it should be some kind of, you know,
Well, okay, so
means of getting
GEDmatch.
access at that. It shouldn't be just totally off limits on some privacy, like,
Yeah,
you know.
that's the problem. People can opt out of it at GEDmatch, and it's only the people that opt in to let the police check that have, you know, access to the police have access to them.
Oh,
Yeah, so I profiled
wow.
this
Why you
guy.
think they let the Golden State Duke get that access on that? Yeah, I don't think he would have said yes to no shit like that, what you think?
No, what happened? He got traced like 30 generations back, and they narrowed it down to them. He fucking traced his genealogy back and then forward to catch him through that site.
Oh,
Yeah, it like identified, I think it's sixth great grandfather. So they had to go down each family tree to see what age range, what was likely in the area, that kind of a thing.
oh, wow.
Yeah,
That's crazy.
dude. Yeah, he's fucking insane.
To say the least, shit.
Yeah. But I don't know. You know, California, they don't give out the death penalty. Or even if they do, like, Scott Peterson was on death. He's in San Quentin right now. But the Supreme Court just overturned his death sentence.
Oh wow, so we got life of
I don't know. I don't know what's gonna.
well,
I don't know if they have to,
that
like, hear some bullshit. I don't know. Yeah,
was
fucking Gavin Newsom. I think he put it on there. And,
it.
okay, can we talk about Gavin Newsom? Remember how I keep telling you these four families of California, just I can't get it out of my head? Okay, well, I'm about to break it down for everyone. Just so we understand who these four families are. So, they are the Brown family.
The Brown, okay,
Our last
that's
governor, you know? Then we've got the Pelosi family, as
Pelosi
in
family.
Nancy Pelosi.
Okay.
We have also got the Newsom family, as our
The
slicked-backed haired dictator governor,
news,
Gavin. And then we've got the Gettys,
The Gettys.
which aren't like directly politicians, but they got their dirty little fingers all over the politicians of California. So, for 80 years, these four families have commanded complete control of California politics and business.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty much. And over those 80 years, the fucking taxes have gone through the roof. It is so impossible to try to have a small business here. You know, we did it. Do you know how much money we were paying in taxes? And right now, they've snuffed out 60% of small business with their bullshit lockdowns, which, by the way, Gavin fucking Newsom, he was pictured at this little get together of his, not social distancing, not wearing a mask, out to fucking dinner at a dinner party. But everybody else has to shut their restaurants down. They
That's
can't
for
go. What's going on?
the common folk only.
Exactly. It's just for us peasants,
Wow, that's
not for the
crazy.
ruling class. And it just like brings me back to America was not supposed to be based on royalty. And all they did was switch the fucking names around to politicians. And it's intermarriage, it's money. Gavin Newsom was propped up in the beginning to run for San Francisco mayor by the eight, I guess, most wealthy families in California. He was a newcomer, a nobody. Nobody knew who fucking Gavin Newsom was. But if you've got the money behind you can buy the media. Yep. So that's how he did it. He's got his little fucking scuzzy foot in the door as the mayor of Frisco. And I wasn't really paying attention back then. That was hella days ago. It was like in the early 2000s, I believe. But look at San Francisco. It's a fucking shithole. And it's just getting worse. Damn. I was there a couple of weeks ago. I was bringing my mom. She goes to UCSF because she got her kidney transplant there. So it's just a normal checkup or whatever. But it's like as soon as you get off the freeway, it's fucking tent. It's just like Oakland. Tent cities everywhere. Fucking homeless people. And this, I don't know, now that they've shut down all the restaurants again, I don't, how are they gonna survive?
They said, I guess you can only dine outside.
Yeah. Like, who the
That's
fuck wants
sad.
to dine outside in the rain and cold?
That's kind of crazy. I don't know how they think that's gonna work.
I don't think they are because Gavin was dining inside the other night with all of his buddies.
Yeah, with no mask, that's
Yeah.
crazy.
I got pictures of it. I put it up on the Parler account. So if you guys want to see our dictator, Gavin Newsom, dining out with a little party of friends, go check it out. But I'm gonna like kind of break down these four families a little bit more so you get kind of an idea of how it all went down. Ready for this shit? Okay, so here we go. It's a little convoluted. Just try to stay with me. California had a governor by the name of Pat Brown. Okay, Pat Brown's dad, Edmund Joseph Brown, was super shady. He was well known in San Francisco for running illegal gambling spots, cutting deals, and basically just scamming people. Now, Gavin Newsom's great grandfather, William, he assisted Pat Brown in becoming the governor of California for 2 terms. Now, while Pat is governor, he ends up awarding a huge contract called the Squaw Valley Concession Contract to none other than Newsom and his partner, John Pelosi. Now, I know Pelosi sounds really familiar, but hold on, we're gonna get there in just a second. All the Californians, they were pissed because this deal was costing everybody a lot of money, and we were literally the payer taxpayers. We were getting nothing out of it. So people were pretty pissed off at this point. William Newsom II grew up with Jerry Brown, okay? Now, Jerry Brown is Pat Brown's son and just happens to be our last governor. So, just so we get here, John Pelosi's son Paul married a horrible woman I've described here before as being a plastic alien, aka Nancy Pelosi.
So let's just talk about her pops for a second. Her dad was Thomas D. Alessandro Jr. and just happened to be really good friends with Lucky Luciano. Some of his favorite pastimes were importing heroin and ruining lives. He was kind of a gangster Baltimore style. The son of plastic alien Pelosi, Ron Pelosi, then ends up marrying into the Newsome clan. This little union then produces our current governor, Gavin Newsom. So, the last 80 years, you guys, the same four families have all been intertwined by business deals, by marriage, by scams for 80 years, and they have been ruling California. Now, I know that was super convoluted and kind of a long explanation, but the bottom line is the Browns, Pelosis, Newsoms, they're all in bed together. And the Newsoms just happen to have a golden ticket to the Getty family because Gavin's dad was actually an attorney for one of the Gettys. And everybody knows the Gettys, they're like super Rockefeller style billionaires. So it's like they've got the money, they've got the power, and they've ruled California for 80 years. So un-American. Now, I just got that whole little rundown from a website called calmatters.org, and it was written up by Dan Walters. So it's all there. You can go check it out. It maps it all out for you if you actually want to see all this in writing. There is actually videos online too, so if you just want to watch something, just go ahead and type in California's First Families or the Four Families Ruling California, and you'll get a video explaining it all. One,
Shit.
you know, it's like, okay, so the Browns come into power, but they're buddy-buddy with the Newsoms. They're giving each other government contracts that literally don't do anything for California. They actually hurt California because taxpayers paid for it. And the Browns then gives Newsom's daddy a judgeship and, you know, it's
A
just,
lot of that going on,
yeah,
yeah.
it's all
Yeah, watch
nepotism.
my,
Yeah.
watch
And
your back, watch your
Pelosi,
back.
daddy a fucking gangsta, put bringing in heroin and
Right?
shit. What's with the government always got to be fucking around with heroin?
Exactly. I guess they, when the
Can they
British did
stop?
that to the Chinese, they made so much money that that was the model. Keep them loaded there.
What do you mean?
Shit.
I thought the British were trying to stomp out the heroin thing.
No, they were selling to them, the East India Company.
Yeah.
That was that trade company. It was flooding China with fucking opium.
Oh.
And they had to go to war with
Dude,
them.
communists came in and started just killing people that were addicted to it. They caught you twice, you're fucking dead.
Yeah.
They don't give a
That caught you
fuck.
twice there.
Yeah,
Turn around.
using, not selling, using.
Shit.
Not fucking around.
Oh,
Yeah.
wow.
So, I don't know. I just don't know if people don't know about these four families and how they've ruled California for 8 years, or they just don't care. It's more of the fucking head in the fucking clouds type thing. But I think it's all bad. I think it's everything that America's supposed to be against, but that's what our government literally is now. A bunch of family members, intermarried motherfuckers.
Exactly, interbreeding
Yep.
and how they perpetuate themselves in the so-called
100%.
democracy. Like they got access to the deep pockets and they work that shit.
And it's like people see this shit on the TV and take it all as,
At face
yeah,
value.
exactly. They don't bother to look into it. Because if it's
Man.
on the nightly news, it has to be true, right? They wouldn't lie to us. They wouldn't cover things up.
Who would think shit?
Do you think most people realize that six corporations own all media? Is that not scary to anybody?
If all of those, you would think it's hella media and hella shit. Like, no, it's six little corporations with that damn many.
But yeah, I don't know. It just kind of bothers me that, I don't even know if it bothers me at this point. It's just like, I don't even know.
I mean, are you surprised at that
No.
though, or
I'm not
shouldn't be
surprised.
that surprising?
It's just really fucking irritating. Like, why do people keep voting for these same motherfuckers? It's either, I don't know, I'm totally guessing. It's either they just really don't give a fuck and they're like, I'm a Democrat, I'm gonna vote for whatever Democrat's there.
Or, like, when someone's a Republican or a Democrat, they don't just pay attention. They just go down the line voting on whoever's Republican or whoever's...
They don't promote it so people don't know, because...
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you heard of all of them groups individually, but now that they didn't put it in context that...
Yeah, it's all together.
Four, yeah. And they all in cahoots.
It's all bad.
Yeah, that's crazy, because that was surprising to me. I'd heard of the Gettys, and I heard that they was gangsters, but I didn't know they was up there with the Browns and the Pelosi's and...
The Newsoms.
Yeah,
so it's like Gavin's daddy was a judge who was appointed judge by the Browns. And Jerry Brown was just governor before Gavin Newsom. And Nancy Pelosi, Gavin Newsom's is her nephew. So, nepotism.
Yeah, they got it all sold up.
Yeah. They really do. I honestly don't even know how Gavin Newsom got voted as governor. Probably just because he was a Democrat. That's literally because California always goes Democrat.
Yeah, as California goes, so goes the nation.
Right.
They say so.
But it's kind of freaky, and I'm not a fan. Can we get a libertarian somewhere in, please?
I mean, they just show you that it's a one-party system, shit.
Right, exactly.
It's a one-party system that you're participating in.
It's all, I think it's all fake anyway. It's boat and pony show, or what's it called? Horse and pony show.
Yeah, it's the illusion of choice. Yeah,
theater, exactly. They make us think we have a choice, but is Biden really that different than Trump?
Really?
I don't think they are.
No, they're on the same, pretty much the same page.
Yeah, 100%.
No matter what party it is.
Nothing changed for me under Trump.
Exactly.
From before, from Obama.
One of them.
Nothing.
All these years, either Democrat or Republican, it's been by my own hard sweat that
100%.
My situation has changed for the better or the worse.
Exactly.
Nothing that they did.
Maybe if more people were more self-reliant. I don't, or maybe people are just so fucking tired. They're working, 40 plus hours a week, if they can even work at this point.
Yeah.
They got to deal with their fucking kids, their fucking wife or dumbass husband or whatever.
Really?
They're too tired at the end of the day to even look into shit.
Exactly. They focus on anything outside their own little bubble.
Exactly. And I get it. Tough. Fucking this shit is tiring. But maybe instead of when you get home from work, instead of turning on some fucking ridiculous sitcom, pick up a book.
Yeah, really.
Watch a documentary.
Really. Take some time to investigate, no doubt.
And maybe even something crazy as watch a video from the other people's point of view.
Yeah, that's what really gets you to be informative.
Yeah.
When you got multiple points of view.
Exactly.
That's what makes you informative, no
100%.
Doubt.
100%. Because then you can pick through it and you can kind of weed out the bullshit if you're looking at it from all sides.
Well, yeah, they say that's how you know the truth of it, is how it applies to your own life.
Yeah.
That's how you can, bear witness or not to it,
It's fucking crazy to me, though, guys. But yeah, that was it's not even a conspiracy. It's fucking true, but I don't know. I think if we ever have Ken back on, we're going to go hardcore into the fucking alien conspiracy.
About that time.
Yeah, that we're actually...
The Gavin Newsom guy did, then he kind of just come out of nowhere, too.
Well, it's... He did.
His
daddy was all connected, so he had the money to prop up Gavin Newsom. It's all about money.
But he was the mayor, though. He was the... What was he before the mayor?
Nothing. He fucking owned some wine company his daddy paid for.
Oh, okay.
No politics. So he came from no political background. Daddy got him money, so he invested in a wine company that did really well. He's all connected to the super rich Napa crew. That's, Sonoma and Napa are the only ones not on lockdown, because that's where fucking all of his businesses are.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's where we're at. But next time, if we get Ken back on, we're going to go super hard.
I'll tell her stop playing.
With what?
Come on with the come on. What you mean?
I'm talking about how we'll go into, there's this conspiracy that we're actually being ruled by aliens.
Yeah, I see it every day.
I hear about it all the time. So you guys are going to get ganged up on
get a dose.
Yeah.
From the host with the most.
100%. Ganged up on the alien conspiracy.
That's what's next. I look forward to that one.
Yeah, right. Get your shit together.
But that's it. So, as I always say... Be aware.
That's right, always.
And don't forget your pepper spray. Ciao, ciao. You're supposed to say arrivederci.
Arrivederci, that's right. Oh, yeah, you got the right idea. You got to edit that for that.